Good afternoon, everyone. This is Captain Joey Zell with Whiskey Bayou Charters out of Delacroix, Louisiana, with your weekly fishing report. Time of start last week has been somewhere between 6:30 and 7. We're still having some water temp issues and air temp issues that aren't lining up, so we're having some fog in the morning. So first safe light, it's been somewhere between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. The weather's actually been great. Winds have been light. It's been cool mornings, cool starts in the morning. And today we approached almost 70 degrees, and that warming trend is going to continue, looks like, through Thursday when another cold front will hit us. Still on popping course, guys. It's one of those deals. It's that time of year. These fish are still keying on whatever kind of bait's left in the marsh after that last cold front that pushed all the bait out. We were able to, a lot of the marinas have got live shrimp back, and it seems to be doing very well. I had a group of four guys in today from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, matter of fact, and I hit the clicker on the last fish at 54 to end the day today around 1 o'clock. So the redfish bite is heating up. It's gotten phenomenally well. Fish have moved. That cold front's moved the fish in our part of the world over here. They're not necessarily located on large grass beds anymore. We had a good, strong outgoing tide for the bulk of the day today, and we have all week. In fact, it's going to continue through the end of the week. Fish are locating on main points with some kind of current by them. The crucial part of that deal being a little bit of movement by the points. You need a little bit of current, not a lot, but a little. And I know it's hard to quantify, hard to define, so this is what I'll tell you. Whenever you throw your bait or your cork up onto the point, if it moves faster than you can walk, then move to another point in a more open bay or with not as an exaggerated pinch point where it slows the current down some. They won't move them when it can't be running. You can't run it by them at 3 to 5 knots. It's got to be slow enough that they can catch up to and need it. Fish that we caught today were in areas in Delacroix. Those of you that are familiar with the area will know Shrimp Lagoon, Lake John, Four Horse Lake. And the fish in Shrimp Lagoon and the Greek are out on the islands and on the edges and in the main bays and the larger bodies of water. They're not necessarily in. They're not in channels, bayous, or runs like they have been in the past. So they've moved out on the open or the more open flats again. And they're a little shallow. The fish pushed up shallow, 3 to 5 feet, where you can find most of them. Bite was very aggressive today. I mean, almost snatching a rod out of these hands. Trends that I see moving forward, as long as the weather pattern holds, I think these fish are going to hold where they're at. I don't think we're going to see shrimp for a while, so that's a good thing for all of us in that you can pick up market bait and either dead or live at the marinas and do very well with it. One of the gentlemen I had on the boat today was throwing a half-ounce chatterbait, chartreuse shad color with a red bass assassin minnow as a trailer, and his ratio was probably a quarter. He was one fish to four with the guy fishing for bait. We see that a lot down here because a lot of bait gets thrown at these fish. This is not an artificial specific fishery. These guys, most of the people that fish down here are results oriented, and that generally entails bait. The forecast for next week looks like there's a mild cold front coming in at the end of this week, and it may slow the fish down some depending on how long it stays, but I don't see a whole lot of drastic changes taking place. The only thing that I will caution you on is the fog is still bad in the morning, so be very careful when you leave. Be sure all your running lights are on, your anchor lights on, so people can see you when you're running in the fog, and don't overrun your vision, your field of vision. If you can only see 200 yards, run at a speed where you can get the boat shut out. Remember, gentlemen, they do not have brakes, and you've got to be able to stop if you see a hazard. Other than that, well, I expect things to keep plugging along as they have been. This is Captain Joey Zell with Whiskey Bayou Charters in Delacroix, Louisiana, and we'd like to thank all of you for checking out Salt Strong's Weekly Fishing Reports. Good day.